Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJL News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a few showers, otherwise cloudy, a low of 34. A charge of felony criminal damage to property was filed today against a Burlington man accused of pulling down the 103-year-old statue of Abraham Lincoln over the weekend. 22-year-old Jacob Hinz was identified as one of two men in a pickup truck seen backed up to the statue Saturday morning. A witness told police he thought at first the truck had spun out and stopped to help, but a passenger in the vehicle said they were fine. Police later tracked the truck to a nearby parking area after the vandalism was discovered. They also noted a tow strap was hanging out of the back of the vehicle. Hinz is scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing on the charge next week. In a statement posted on Facebook, Burlington Mayor Bob Miller thanks everyone who helped move the statue so it can be repaired and restored to its monument. He said the city is currently analyzing repair and restoration costs, as well as any insurance coverage that might be available. And while officials appreciate all the monetary offers they have received, the community will be notified if a fund for repairs is created. Racine-based Twin Disc Incorporated is reporting a loss of $2.3 million, or 21 cents per share, for the second quarter of fiscal 2016, compared to a $3.7 million profit for the same period a year earlier. Twin Disc had $44.9 million in sales in the quarter ending December 25th, which is down 38% from a year earlier. A statement says the lower numbers are the result of reduced demand for the company's oil and gas-related products in both North America and Asia, along with softening demand in Asia for the company's commercial marine products. Demand from customers in Europe also remains weak, while overall demand in North America remains relatively stable for the company's commercial marine and non-oil and gas industrial products. It appears all the big-name groundhogs are on the same page this year when it comes to seasonal predictions. From winter at the Milwaukee County Zoo to Punxsutawney Phil to Staten Island Chuck and Sunny at the Racine Zoo, giving people a reason to smile.
My name is Teresa Donarski, Curator of Conservation Animal Care here at the Racine Zoo. On this day, Groundhog's Day, February 2nd, 2016, Sunny has declared that spring is on its way because she has not seen her shadow today.
In overcast Sun Prairie, Jimmy the groundhog didn't see his shadow either, but the newest version of Jimmy was also confined to a cage to prevent any possible reoccurrence of last year's incident of the mare's ear getting nipped. It led to a new groundhog and a new mare. The Racine Unified School District is just starting to look into the feasibility of purchasing the Sportsplex in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park, with a decision possible by late spring to acquire existing athletic facilities, but also the potential space for additional classrooms. During a Board of Education work session last night, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explained the tentative deal has contingencies during the district's time of inquiry because, in his words, we want to know what we don't know before we make any decisions sometime around early June. Details, according to Hazen, were left specifically to be worked out by the feasibility committee.
About three quarters of it, 75,000 square feet approximately, are currently set up for sports activities, soccer, volleyball, basketball. Those activities bring in revenue, and the idea would be that revenue would be used to help pay the mortgage as well as the operating costs. The feasibility study will prove that out, whether that's feasible or not. In addition, there's open space that could be converted into academic programs.
If Racine Unified buys the Sportsplex at a reported $5.2 million on a 10- to 20-year mortgage, it could eventually house an elementary school based on the Montessori preschool program being considered now for Goodland. Caledonia trustee Ed Willing will not have an official challenger on the spring election ballot unless someone does a write-in campaign, as the village board decides against naming a replacement candidate because of April Weatherston's recent passing before her name was placed on the official ballot. Village attorney Elaine Ekus explained the unusual circumstances pointed out by the Government Accountability Board allowed by statute a small window for village leaders to take action or do nothing. Mike Perk initially declined to run because of Weatherston as a candidate, but agreed to consider it after her recent passing.
No one at all on the board came to me or in any of the offices of the village so that the residents can feel comfortable that the fact that this was not some underhanded thing being put together. It was something that, yes, I had thought about it early. As a matter of fact, way back in the summer when I had spoken to some people about it.
Mid-discussion, arriving trustee Dave Pratt formally motioned not to name a replacement candidate, and the vote was unanimous, with trustees Wongard and Wishaw not in attendance. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.